Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I want Seattle Grey's to open a free clinic.
Why?
I need something to hold on to.
You still need funding.
I have $8 million for the Denny Duquette Memorial Clinic.
I've been trying to find time with you all day.
What's all this about?
Well, they all want to be chief.
She's in a nursing home.
Alzheimer's. I give up everything for him. I should never have had a kid.
Marry me, Christina.
Marry me?
As surgeons, we live in a world of worst-case scenarios. We cut ourselves off from hoping for the best, because too many times, the best doesn't happen. But every now and then, something extraordinary occurs.
Where's the bone, where's the sack?
Scenarios seem possible.
8 days, $8 million,
and we're open for business.
And every now and then, something amazing happens.
She woke up this morning completely aware. She's her old self. It happens. Medically, we don't know why. It's just a random gift.
What? Well, how long will it last?
It's different in every case. But not long.
So she's lucid, she remembers.
Pretty much everything, except the last 5 years, and of course she doesn't realize she has Alzheimer's. We thought she should hear it from you.
So she'll know me. I'm gonna walk in there and she'll know who I am.
She's been asking for you.
And against our better judgment, we start to have hope.
Hey, Chief, I need a signature. I'd like to use a helicopter to transport a patient from Denver.
Good morning, Chief. I found a way to fund a stereotactic robot. I want to make sure you're on board before I move forward.
It's a little early in the morning for you two to be chasing me down.
I'm going to be doing a bloodless pulmonary valve transplantation on this patient.
This machine is an excellent source of revenue.
Aren't you going to get in there? You want to be Chief, you got to fight with the big boys.
Well, I intend to fight like a girl. I'll let them kill each other, and then I'll be the only one left standing.
And then there's me. There you go, underestimating me again.
Well, it's not that I underestimate you. It's just that I don't think about you. At all.
Well, you should.
I was heading down to the clinic. It's opening today, and I thought it might be nice to show Dr. Bailey a little support.
Very thoughtful, Dr. Sloan. Think I'll join you. Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me.
Certainly. Nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith. What is going on? When did you get back from Europe?
I went to Europe for 2 months. But that was...
I've been sitting here thinking about the fight we had. The things I said. I said some terrible things.
It's fine.
No, it's not. After you left, I was upset. Did I have a breakdown? I must have had a nervous breakdown. I'm in a... Is this a hospital? Because I can't remember anything for the past 2 months, Meredith. The last thing I remember is the fight we had. And listen, if you don't want to go to medical school, that is fine. It is your life. Just take me home.
I went to medical school.
I want to go home, Meredith. I need to go home.
You are home. I went to Europe 5 years ago. You got sick. You have Alzheimer's. This is your home. You live here now.
No!
Mom.
No!
Mom? Mom! Somebody call 911! She has substernal chest
pain and syncope. My pulse is in the 200s. The rate is resolved on its own.
She's completely lucid.
She's what?
She's aware. She's herself again.
Oh my God, is this... Are we in Seattle, Grant?
Yes, Mom. This is where I'm doing my residency.
Your daughter is one of our finest interns, following in your very big footsteps.
Do you know Richard Weber? Is he still a doctor here?
What, the chief?
Richard Weber is the chief of surgery?
Okay, welcome to the Denny Duquette Memorial Clinic.
Barring any surgical emergencies, you will be working here today.
Working on what?
Right now, Olivia will be familiarizing you with the protocol for the flu vaccine.
Oh, no. Don't touch that. That was $79. Oh, my God. I have got to
to get out of here.
Earth has a bloodless pulmonary valve translocation flying in from Denver tomorrow. I should be preparing.
You don't get to scrub in on the valve translocation.
How do you know?
Because I am.
He picked you?
You guys ready?
Where is everybody?
Gray will be late. O'Malley should be back from vacation.
No, the patients. The underserved, uninsured population that we're supposed to be helping.
The underserved, uninsured will come. You'll see. Just watch the door. They will come through it.
I can't wait for the first patient. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing what Denny's money can do, right?
Just watch the door, Stevens.
Congratulations on the opening of the clinic.
It is open, isn't it? Is Stevens all right?
She's watching the door, sir.
Okay, then.
Someone's coming. Damn it!
O'Malley, welcome back. You're late.
Is O'Malley all right?
We got married in Vegas. We're married.
Dude, she's Callie O'Malley.
Really, very fast. Are you even happy?
We're incredibly happy.
Oh, yay. Well, great.
Yay.
Show her the ring.
Oh, that's so great. Tiny diamonds are great because you know no one will ever try to steal it.
Oh. Okay, that's it. Yang, Burke needs you in cardio. O'Malley, the chief, has a surgical patient coming into the pit. Stevens. Karev, go find me some patients. I don't care where you get them, just get them. They are spoiled, judgmental little children. Don't let them get to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we've been out of our Vegas hotel room bubble for 6 hours, and I don't like it.
It's gonna be fine. We're married.
We're married. All right.
So, Chief, we're a couple of married men.
Adele and I are getting a divorce.
Yeah. I didn't...
That's life, O'Malley.
That's life.
Now, this patient, I removed a large tumor from her colon 8 months ago. Since then, she's been undergoing chemo and radiation. We thought she had it beat.
Excuse me. Are you the doctors for Marina Wagner?
Yes, you brought her in.
I woke up this morning and she was barely breathing. You think this could be food poisoning? Because we had sushi yesterday, but I feel fine.
Could be complications from the radiation.
What do you mean, radiation?
From her cancer treatment.
She doesn't have cancer. I'm her boyfriend, I'd know.
O'Malley, get a CBC, a Chem-19, and a triple contrast abdominal CT. Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
What? Is she all right?
She's Richard Weber. My God, you've aged.
Ellis?
I was having arrhythmias. They wanted to do tests, and I hear you're the chief of surgery now. That's wonderful.
Yes. But I'm stepping down soon.
Stepping down? Well, I can only assume that was Adele's idea. Meredith.
I'll be right there, Mom. Go ahead. She is lucid. She woke up this morning with her memory back. They say it's temporary.
Mike, well, obviously don't worry about work today. I mean, you need to be with her. I mean, it's time. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Right.
Meredith's mother had some runs of SVT. I'm ordering an echo. And she's lucid.
What?
It happens, but it won't last.
Is Meredith okay?
Seems fine, but her mother's going to need the best care we have to offer. And you, Dr. Yang, are the best. You're still not wearing a ring. I would like an asterisk for over a week.
I told you. It's under advisement.
Well, do you not like the ring?
It's a ring. It's 3-carat, diamond cut, platinum. It's the ring.
Then what?
Are you using the surgery tomorrow to pressure me into giving you an answer? Is that why I'm not scrubbing in?
I need to give the other interns a chance.
Why?
The echo, please, Dr. Yang.
1, 2, you know what to do. All right.
Hey. You've been waiting long?
Almost an hour.
Mm.
Mm. Are you my doctor?
I can be. We have a clinic right outside those doors. Now wait.
What's wrong with you? It hurts when I pee.
Oof. We can help with that.
Yeah, it's easy. Nothing. We could have you out here in less than an hour.
Are you hitting on me?
We need patients. You need doctors. We just happen to be surgeons.
You think I need surgery?
You never know.
It's free. A free clinic.
But my copay is only $10.
That's lunch.
Sounds like TB.
Mm, very contagious.
You and Meredith are good friends. I can tell. Because you're afraid to look at me. As if I might ask you some personal question about her and you'll accidentally slip. But you don't do anything accidentally, do you?
Has Meredith chosen a specialty?
That's a personal question.
For surgeons, the most personal question you can ask. It tells you who they are.
My mother would want to know whether I had a boyfriend.
Your mother sounds like a frivolous woman.
If I chose cardiothoracics, what would that say about me?
Heart surgeons are the know-it-alls. They're the most ambitious, the most driven. They want it all, and they want it now. And they don't want anything getting in their way. Meredith says I'm part of an Alzheimer's research study. I want a neuro consult with the doctor who put me in the trial.
Hey! Mare!
I've been looking for you.
Work has me on your mom. Are you okay?
I'm avoiding her. I'm avoiding the gift.
Oh, yeah, well, your gift wants to meet Derek.
What? What did you say?
No, not Derek, your boyfriend, Dr. Shepard, the neurosurgeon. She's gonna know that he's your boyfriend anyway. She has ways. I'm kind of in love with her, by the way.
She has that effect on people who aren't her daughter.
Mm. Hey, I heard about your mother. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a gift.
She's avoiding her. Yeah, she's your mother, and she's really here.
This is your chance. You should talk to her.
You should spend some time with her.
She has a very long history of being disappointed in me.
You're a doctor now. Parental disappointment ends with a medical degree.
Mm-hmm. Can we get moving?
That's when I pee.
Are you stealing patients from the ER? Yes, but only because I have to know that I did not spend my entire inheritance on an empty room with empty beds. Because if I did that, I might go crazy. And George called dibs on all the crazy this week. Do you think Callie's pregnant?
I'm going back to the ER.
Okay, just keep your pants on. I'm going.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Bambi got married.
What?
Sorry, one second. Everything okay? Are you off today?
You got married?
Yeah. I did. It was, I know it was impulsive.
Well, was it good impulsive or was it Meredith impulsive? Because if it was Meredith impulsive, maybe I can help get you out of it.
No, no, it's a good thing.
Good.
It's good. But thanks for the backup.
You're welcome. Congratulations, George.
Thank you.
People who hover in doorways
are coming from nowhere and are heading nowhere. You said that to me a lot growing up.
You hovered in a lot of doorways. Are you planning on coming to talk to me anytime soon? Excuse me.
Sure.
You know those cartoons where there's a bear or whatever and it's starving and it looks at a table and the table turns into this delicious cooked turkey with like lines of deliciousness coming off it?
I was not looking at him like that because he is the help and I am not going to be sleeping with the help.
I married the help.
What?
We went to Vegas. My idea. I embrace the trashy.
That's... I'm not that I'm not happy for you, but why? Married so fast.
You know those cartoons where there's a bear and it's starving and it looks at a cute intern?
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's small. I know it's small. George insisted on paying for the whole thing himself, so...
It's beautiful.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes.
So, tell me about yourself. Well, what's your life like?
I really do want to know you, Meredith.
Well, I have a boyfriend.
Does he understand the demands of your career? Because not all men do. They say they do up front, but they...
He's great. He's a doctor, too, so he gets it.
Good.
He's actually...
Have you chosen a specialty?
No, it's still early.
Christine has already chosen cardiothoracics.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm... just waiting to be inspired. I'm happy now. You know, I feel like I know who I am. Plus, I think when you have someone in your life that you love, you really love, I think that's... I don't know, I just... I'm really happy.
What happened to you?
What do you mean?
You're happy? You're happy now? The Meredith I knew was a force of nature, passionate, focused, a fighter. What happened to you? You've gone soft. Stammering about a boyfriend and saying that you're waiting to be inspired. You're waiting for inspiration. Are you kidding me? I have a disease for which there is no cure. I think that would be inspiration enough.
Mom.
Listen to me, Meredith. Anyone can fall in love and be blindly happy, but not everyone can pick up a scalpel and save a life. I raised you to be an extraordinary human being. So imagine my disappointment when I wake up after 5 years and discover that you're no more than ordinary. What happened to you?
How long have you two been dating?
Just a couple of months. We live in the same building, so I'd see her in the laundry room, and she's really sexy when she folds clothes. Once we started dating, it was just like, boom, you know, we got really serious really fast. Now I'm just kind of like, I don't even know who I was dating. I don't even know her middle name. Trying to fill out these forms and I'm stumped on the first question.
Rose. That's her middle name. Rose.
She knows I have a boyfriend, but she doesn't know it's you. Just keep it that way.
Okay.
She's charming, she's fabulous, and then suddenly she's the enemy.
I'm meeting the enemy.
Just don't get personal.
You're being ridiculous.
I am not being ridiculous.
Okay, it's gonna be fine.
Just be careful, she has ways.
Dr. Gray, Dr. Shepherd for your neuro consult.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You seem kind of shaky, sweaty, and pale. Is it the marriage? Are you totally regretting it?
No, the marriage is fine. Do you mind taking the blood work to the lab for me?
Sure.
Thanks. I think I need to sit down.
George, if you need to talk.
Thanks.
Hey.
Are you okay? You're sweating.
No. What's your middle name?
It's bad. I don't tell anyone.
Come on. We're married. I don't even know your middle name.
Okay. I knew it. It's your weird and judgy friends. You let them get to you.
No, it's... I don't know your middle name. God, I can barely breathe.
You know what? You didn't know my middle name last week, and you could breathe just fine.
What? Come on.
What about a functional MRI now while I'm lucid?
An MRI is not going to show us anything new. No test is going to help us understand what's going on.
So in 5 years, you've made no advances, and there is nothing else you can do for me. I don't know how you do it. Day in and day out, work with people with this awful disease.
Oh, I see. Actually, I'm not a Alzheimer's specialist. I just... took a special interest in this case because of Meredith.
You're what happened to her.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you were here for me, to offer me some hope, to tell me about some new treatment, but you're here for her.
Dr. Gray.
An attending? A neurosurgeon? No wonder she's so unfocused.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand perfectly. I've seen men like you before, threatened by a woman who's their equal. You just want someone to admire you. And you don't care about the damage you do to her along the way. Get out. Thank you.
lay down.
Whoa, no, no, no. Hey, Buster, do you know how much it costs to have these linens laundered?
I'm shaking, sweaty. Mouth is dry. Bye, Ace.
Fine.
Karev replaced O'Malley in the OR?
Yes.
Sick, I'm nauseous and achy. Can I lie down?
So, this is Marina Wagner, your colon cancer patient?
Ref, where the hell's O'Malley?
Curled up in a ball in the clinic.
Is he okay?
Well, he's married.
Right. Okay. Volkey, 10 blades.
Stolen, non-emergent ER cases and sick hospital staff. This is what $8 million buys you.
Dr. Stevens, I swear on my life, if I hear you say $8 million one more time...
It's not about the money. It's Denny. It's his legacy. I was looking for meaning. This was supposed to be meaningful.
It will be meaningful.
$8 million worth?
Excuse me. Are you the doctor?
Yes, we are.
Are you a patient? Like an actual free clinic patient?
Not me. My daughter.
Oh, so your daughter's sick?
I'm not sick. Can we please go?
Kelly finds suddenly she has a need for these products, and we were hoping you might show her how to use them.
George, you're married. You should be happy. You don't look happy.
I'm sick, Olivia.
All right, you should go home, O'Malley. Clearly, whatever you have is contagious.
Aren't you from the lab?
Yeah, I feel like crap.
Is that the lady you gave Marino's blood to?
Yeah.
And you all feel shaky, nauseous?
It's awful.
She's toxic.
Kelly, yeah, a lot of us feel that way.
No, the patient's blood is toxic. It's making us sick. Has the chief started Marina's operation?
They were wheeling her up as I came down.
What's the extension for OR1?
Patient's blood is apparently highly toxic. Any contact is dangerous. Nobody goes in there until we figure out what the hell's going on.
How's he doing?
He's a picnic, but his BP is starting to stabilize. He's doing better on oxygen. It's a good thing he got out of there when he did.
Yeah. Dr. Shepard?
What is it?
Can you find him?
I just heard. How can I help?
You're off duty. You should be with your mother.
I don't want to spend time with my mother. The chief is down. Alex is down. I would like to help.
Dr. Gray, you want to help talk to your resident? What do you got?
We found him. Herbal supplement in a purse. The lab guys think it combined with the chemicals and turned the blood into some kind of neurotoxin.
We're lucky they're not all dead.
The only reason she's alive is because she's intubated.
Who got them out of there?
O'Malley.
George.
Callie, she was toxic. Her blood was toxic. Not our marriage.
You thought our marriage was toxic?
No.
Okay, all our people are being treated. So what do we do about her? Dr. Gray, your Holter monitor shows you're having multiple runs of tachycardia every hour, so Dr. Burke would like to do a radio ablation.
Why would he recommend surgery when medication can keep it under control?
Because Alzheimer's patients aren't always compliant with their meds. And apparently, Meredith says you are particularly difficult.
I could elect not to treat it at all.
Your stress test shows coronary artery disease. That coupled with the tachyarrhythmias could cause too much stress on your heart, which would eventually...
What would you do if the thing that defines who you are was taken away? Tell Dr. Burke. I don't want the surgery.
I'm very sorry, Dr. Gray, but technically that decision isn't yours. It's Meredith's.
Going in there without protection is out of the question.
Mm-hmm. Hazmat suits.
No, they aren't sterile. Risk of infection is too great.
Ortho has sterile suits they use for bone replacement.
It'll take at least 10 minutes to get suited up.
Okay, vent the OR. Let's get those suits now.
This is MaxiPad, heavy flow day, mini pad, pretty self-explanatory. Just peel the label and stick it. And the tampon we've already gone over. So,
Are we clear on everything? Kelly, I understand that you're a little mortified that your dad dragged you in here, but can you just talk or nod or something?
I get it, okay. How's it going with our very first patient?
Kelly's a woman, and I'm going back to being a surgeon. Can I just go to the gallery and learn something, if that's okay with you?
Okay. Mr. Hansen, if you could go to the front desk and fill out some paperwork, I can get you out of here.
Oh, of course, of course. Thank you. Since my wife died, I've been in the woods a little with Kelly. Okay.
Are you okay, Kelly?
Any cramps? Has a heating pad.
Should I be pregnant by sex last week? Like, before the period thing started? Because I did. And it would really suck if I was pregnant, because now the guy's being a real jerk and he's totally ignoring me at school. So I really hope I can't be pregnant. I can't, right? Any way you could, like, answer me before my dad gets back?
I'm not sure refusing treatment is what you
want
to do.
Apparently what I want doesn't matter. It isn't even legally binding. So it's really about what you want, Meredith. You're in charge.
Do you think I like making these decisions for you? Do you think it's fun to get calls from the nursing home asking if it's okay to change your medication? Asking whether I was planning on giving the nurse who changes you every morning a Christmas tip? But I do it. I do it because there is nobody else. Because you have managed to alienate everybody else in your life. And I am the only one. So I have to step up and do it. You want to know why I'm so unfocused? So ordinary? You want to know what happened to me? You happened to me.
Then let me refuse the heart surgery.
No.
Why not?
Because killing my mother is not going to be another thing that happens to me.
These suits are airtight.
Yeah, these packs recirculate the air trapped inside. These batteries haven't been charging long, and I'm guessing you got about 30 minutes before they die and you have to come out.
Oh, my God, the anesthesia's wearing off. She's waking up.
30 minutes, starting now.
She's fighting intubation.
We go inside before these seals are secure. We wouldn't last 5 minutes, and she will die.
These guys are 2 minutes out.
She doesn't have 2 minutes.
Addison! Get the hell out of there!
She's awake, Mark. She's awake and open on the table. Either help me or shut the hell up!
What do you need?
I can't find the anesthesiology chart. I need to know her weight so I can dose her with the propofol.
Estimate? She looks about 60 kilos.
It's okay. You're okay. It's okay. Got it.
SVT. Pushed in of adenosine and pushed Dr. Burke.
He's already gone into surgery. I'll get the adenosine.
Carotid massage. We've moved the heart and stopped the SVT. Okay, hold on. Hold on, please. Hold on. Okay.
I'll go get Dr. Burke.
You're good. Sharp under pressure. You'll make an extraordinary surgeon.
Dr. Gray, I need to ask you, will it get in my way? Can I have both? Can I be a great surgeon and have a life? Because there is this man who just asked me to marry him, and I know you tried to have both, but you split up with Meredith's dad, and I know this is none of my business.
It is none of your business. And I didn't try hard enough.
Thank you.
I saw a
Are you feeling better?
Oh, I will be once my patient's off the table. Look at these two. A heart surgeon and a neurosurgeon performing a bowel resection. You think the world stops when you stop, but it keeps on going. People perform your surgeries better than you could. Next generation comes up and you're scared you'll be forgotten. Your mother stopped for 5 years, and you became someone.
According to her, I didn't. According to her, I'm a disappointment.
In a perfect world, she'd be able to tell you she was proud of you. But it's not a perfect world. And your mother's not a perfect woman.
I think the person she'd most like to see right now is you.
The only thing your mother wants to hear from me is that I regret staying with Adele. It's the only gift I can give her. And I can't tell her that. That's not true.
They won't fit.
Stop right there.
The bowel swelled. Won't have any room. How much time do you have?
8 minutes.
Okay. Now listen to me. And do everything I say.
Kelly, your pregnancy test is negative and you're clean for STDs.
Oh, thank God.
Great. Thanks to you, I'm also grounded for the rest of my life.
Kelly, be polite.
I'm sorry, sir, but polite doesn't seem to be getting you too very far. Kelly, your dad told me you lost your mother a few years ago, and I want to say how sorry I am. You probably have a million questions, and if your mother were here, I'm sure she would have more eloquent answers than I do, but I think that she and I would actually be saying the same thing, which is, if you keep going the way you're going, you will get an STD. You will get pregnant. You will increase your chances of getting cervical cancer. You're not being smart. And you're too young for anyone to expect you to be smart the way you need to be when you're having sex, which means you shouldn't be having it.
I thought he liked me.
Oh, honey, I know you did. I know you did.
Okay, you're gonna live.
Cat, wait. I was a little bit heroic in there. Thought you'd be proud of me.
Proud? You were poisoned, and you thought it was about me.
It felt like an anxiety attack.
About me. You see, we were fine when we were in our Vegas bubble. When it was just room service and pay cable and us, it was bliss. But then you get around your weird and judgy friends for one day, and suddenly you're racked with uncertainty. Toxic gas level uncertainty. I guess it was too much to hope you'd just stand up for me.
Cal.
And my middle name is Iphigenia. Okay? I can't wait to hear what your pals have to say about that.
So that was pretty cool what you just did. Going in and putting her back under.
Cool or stupid. Take your pick. Okay. Well, I gotta go.
What's going on?
The chief figured out the anesthesiologist didn't have time to drop an NG tube, so now they have to place one and decompress and repack her intestines and clothes. And they're about to run out of air.
Holy crap. This so beats tampon training.
Preston, you'll need to milk the bowel to get out the excess fluid. Pack her and wrap her and get her stable for transport.
How's George?
Medically, he's fine. Emotionally, he's a little stunted, if you ask me. You don't marry the rebound girl, am I right?
You don't marry anyone on a whim.
No, he needs our support.
He doesn't need us. He's got his Vegas show wife.
Oh.
Chief, there are 32 minutes. You gotta pull him out.
How you doing on air?
I'm out.
You go. I'll wrap it.
Alone? No, you can't.
Back.
That's not good.
Okay, damage control. We still have to pack her and wrap her so that she's stable for transport. We work in shifts, one doctor at a time. No one stays in for more than 20 seconds. Dr. Sloan, do you want to go first?
I'm not going in there.
What?
It would be irresponsible for the remaining healthy attending to expose himself to the neurotoxin. A neurotoxin whose long-term effects we're still unaware of. So I'm staying in here.
I can swim 3 lengths of my parents' pool underwater.
You're up, Dr. Yang. Let's get a mask. Sloan, give her the lap pad. You're gonna wet them and pack the cabbie.
If you feel faint, get out. Come on, Yang, hurry.
I packed the wound.
Dr. Stevens.
I couldn't wrap it.
Remove the drape and secure the plastic along her side. It's gotta be tight. Hurry. Come on, Stevens. Come on.
It twisted.
Okay, the seal needs to be as close to vacuum tight as possible. It'll inflate, and then you'll know it's secure. Come on, Dre. Come on.
She's still toxic?
She's on CRRT. It's a type of dialysis to remove the toxin from the blood. You should be able to go in a few hours.
You woke up. You're gonna be okay.
I was hoping you'd never have to know about any of this. I thought all the bad stuff in my life was over when I met you.
It is. Marina Rose.
That's my name.
Heroic work, all of you. Heroic. Dr. Sloan, let's check on our patient.
Dr. Fletcher,
how come we do all the work and he gets all the glory?
Because he's Mark.
I'm sorry I left. I got to do damage control on the toxic woman.
Good for you.
Did you ever get any patients?
Just that one.
8 million dollars worth of one. Lock up for me.
I heard you're having surgery tomorrow.
Do you?
Do I know who Meredith is? Do I at least recognize Meredith?
You know she's someone important. Someone who loved you.
You'll look out for her.
Because she's got so much more to learn, and I won't be able to teach her.
I'll look out for her.
I wish I could go back. I'd do everything so differently. I'd fight harder for you. I think if I'd fought harder for you, maybe.
We would have had a wonderful life together, Ellis.
Do you think so?
I do. We would have done our fellowship here. And then you would have fought me for chief and probably won. And I wouldn't have minded. Because we'd have kids at home.
We have kids?
Meredith would have needed a brother and sister. Kids need family.
We would have been a family.
Probably bought that big house on Parker, the one with the barn. Yeah, that's a good place for a family.
And I would have been happy. Just like Meredith says, she's happy. And that would have changed everything.
Once the kids grew, then we'd have each other. We would pretend to mess them, but secretly we'd be relieved because then we could run around the house naked and eat chocolates out of the fridge for breakfast.
And I would take the left side of the bed and you would take the right. And we could grow old together. Maybe. But it would be fine if we could grow old together. And life would be so perfectly ordinary.
Yeah.
My life is so unfinished. It's unfinished, and I'm not finished.
No, Alice. Don't think that. Just close your eyes. And think of the family, of the house, the chocolates in the fridge.
And you there every night to come home to.
And me there. I'm there.
I am super scrubbed. I'm minus my epidermis.
I still feel all fumy.
Hey, it's the little woman. So what are your plans now? You're not moving in, are you?
Nice.
Wait, Callie.
Forget it. Just...
No. Unbelievable. You're people. You're supposed to be my friends, my closest friends. Callie's she's the most important part of my life now. If you want to drive her away and your master's at it, you'll do it. But if she's gone, I'm gone. She's my wife. Calliope Iphigenia Torres is my wife. Don't you?
As doctors, we're trained to give our patients just the facts. But what our patients really want to know is, will the pain ever go away? Will I feel better? Am I cured?
I thought you said you didn't think about me.
I don't. I am actively not thinking about you. Right? Now.
What our patients really want to know is there hope?
I don't do rings. Don't expect me to suddenly change. I'm a surgeon, just like you. And we'll have money. We can hire a wife.
Are you saying yes?
Yeah.
I'm not letting you scrub in tomorrow.
Well, I'm not wearing a ring.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Okay.
But inevitably, there are times when you find yourself in the worst case scenario.
Meredith.
I just have to say this. The reason I want you to have the surgery is because I have this hope that in a year or 2 years or five, they're going to have a breakthrough. They're going to find a cure for Alzheimer's. And you and I will have another chance to get to know each other. You'll have a chance to get to know me, to see that I am not even remotely ordinary. So I wish you would have the surgery. But it's up to you, Mom. It's your life.
You remind me of my daughter.
About an hour ago. 1 minute she was here, the next. I'm so sorry.
Me too.
When the patient's body has betrayed them, and all the science we have to offer has failed them, when the worst case scenario comes true, clinging to hope is all we've got left. Thank you.